This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. The Federal Reserve moved decisively today to try to calm the volatile financial markets and head off a credit crunch. After weeks of turmoil on Wall Street and other global markets, the policymakers cut a key interest rate by half a point. And NPR's Jim Ziroli says the move had the desired effect, at least for now.
The Fed has been under growing pressure to do something about the widening financial crisis. Early this morning, it finally stepped in. It announced it was cutting the discount rate by a half point. The move makes it cheaper for banks to borrow money from the Fed, which will help them weather the downturn. Economist David Jones heads DMJ Advisors.
I think the Fed just came to the realization, I think a bit late, that it really had to try to get the way I would say it is, even with the curve in dealing with this credit crisis.
This crisis started because of heavy losses in the U.S. subprime mortgage market. A lot of big institutional investors lost money. Nearly every week has brought news of another hedge fund in trouble. As the losses have mounted, lenders have grown reluctant to part with their money, and even healthy mortgage companies have had trouble attracting capital. Again, David Jones.
Everything was seizing up, meaning that there was no money available. Lenders panicked and investors panicked. And it's been a long time since you could say that we had that kind of cutoff in money.
Jones says the Fed ultimately had no choice but to act.
Something simply had to be done. And the Federal Reserve was the institution to do it.
The Fed's move had an immediate impact on the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average took off, gaining more than 300 points, though it later came back down somewhat. What made investors so happy wasn't just the cut in the discount rate. Perhaps more critically, the Fed also issued a statement saying it was worried that the downside risks to economic growth have increased appreciably. Many investors take that to mean the Fed is preparing to cut the critical federal funds rate at its next meeting in September. Until now, Fed officials have been reluctant to do that. In a strong economy like the current one, cutting rates too much will fuel inflation. Former Federal Reserve Governor Alice Rivlin, who's now at the Brookings Institution, says she doesn't think the Fed wants to go much further than it already has.
What the Fed is hoping is that by lowering the discount rate, they will enable banks to borrow more easily and won't have to engage in general lowering of interest rates, which wouldn't seem to be a good idea unless the economy itself is in trouble. And the Fed doesn't see that yet.
But with today's move, the Federal Reserve may have painted itself into a corner. Former Fed Governor Lawrence Myers says the financial markets now expect a rate cut, and if they don't get one, they won't be happy.
Now they've built in significant expectations, and they would, I think, be worried that if they didn't ease and follow through, they might disrupt markets again.
But Myers says the Fed's action may have had its intended effect anyway. Today, at least, it seemed to restore a sense of confidence and calm in the markets. The question is whether that will be enough to cut short the current downward spiral of fear and anxiety about the health of the world's credit markets. Jim Ziroli, NPR News, New York.